Daryl, who joins us right now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Daryl, we just got a guarantee from Ken Carmen that the Browns are going to Vegas on business trip, and they are coming home with a victory, evening up their record on the year. Daryl, how do you like that?
As long as Ken's not promising free food to people like I made the fatal mistake of doing earlier this year.
Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
Hey, that worked out great for us. We got a first round bye.
If they lose, all you had to do was go ahead and give up a burger. I let down a classroom full of children. And my sons will look at all those kids and go, yeah, get used to it.
Yeah. I was about to say, I think your kids probably could vouch for...
The best thing is Daryl thought it and didn't want to say it until I did. All right, Daryl, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Cleveland's premier jewelry store. This has been a terrible week, man. Yeah. A terrible week. We got
which is why I wanted to take it easy on you this morning.
Nah, to hell with it. Let's go after it.
Like, Daryl, I'm not Danny Shelton. I'm not jumping on the pile.
Well, let me ask you this. I think that it's Amari. It's not like he gets a pass or whatever like that. Like him going after the media in his own way. I'm like, you know what? Oh, ooh, do you? Because I'm like, hey, I'm a media member, and here
he's
I am.
He's done it a couple of times here this
ooh.
Year.
Ooh, okay. I didn't realize all that. However, Daryl, like, he's got his own thing, and I'm going, man, if Jed Will said the same thing, you couldn't buy a line on this station. Right. People would want to get him out of town on the first thing smoking. But Amari right. Cooper says it. Well, he draws a lot of water in this town.
He's a hero.
People love Amari Cooper. I like Amari Cooper a whole bunch. I have a great deal of respect, so he kind of makes me go, okay. Like, I know I asked him about his fingernails in a joking fashion before, but am I doing everything I need to do to make sure that I know what's going on with professional football and the Cleveland Browns before I go wailing away with questions?
I don't know what... I kind of get where he's coming from. And look, it is a two-way street. Hey, we spend the majority of our time criticizing them, so it is a two-way street if they want to toss it back at us. So I understand where he is. He's coming from. The issue is, though, is they're losing. They're 1-2.
They better not lose Sunday. I just guaranteed it to a room full of children.
You are going to crush the kids if the Browns don't win on Sunday, Ken. It's going to be all your fault.
Damn it.
If more passes get dropped and nobody can block anybody and Deshaun Watson has no idea what he's doing on the field while taking no accountability for having no idea what he's doing on the field.
Daryl. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's hear it.
That's where we are.
Let it go. Let it out, man. Let him have it.
Hold on, Daryl. So
We're in week four, and we've reached must-win territory because if they lose on Sunday, first of all, the poor children, right? I mean, that's first and foremost. The poor kids, if they lose on Sunday, that tier is going to be stuck
to text
that Cardinal
Rodney. I'm going
to
text
for
that.
A long time.
I'm going to text that call to Rodney is what I'm going to do. And go, this ain't on you, it's on me.
As if there isn't enough pressure going to Vegas this weekend for this team. But in all seriousness, right? I mean, not much has gone right for them, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, you know, they've had opportunities to create turnovers and either penalties or they, you know, haven't been able to catch football, which, again, I remind folks, if DBs could catch footballs, they'd be wide receivers. But like when you look at the schedule, they can't afford to go 1-3. They have to win. They have to come home 2-2 because, based on what I've seen from Washington early in the season, that's not the get right game that I thought it was going to be all of a sudden. And then we know how tough the trip to Philadelphia against the Eagles is going to be. So they really need to come home 2-2, Ken. There's no question about it. So I get why you're guaranteeing victories to the little ones there.
Daryl Ryder.
You got a lot on your shoulders right now. I can feel the angst
it
in you this morning.
It is such a burden. It is such...
But you've got broad shoulders. You can carry it.
The toll that this takes on me right now, you should see my face. I'm quite ragged.
Is
right
it
now.
Red from just being rubbed nonstop
yes.
because you're so frustrated?
Yes. I didn't scream at them last Sunday. I know that they're better than this, and I know
well,
that they're
we
not going to.
Think they're better
well,
than this.
Well, that's true. That's a fair point. But I got to tell you, Daryl, like, I see the offense, and in my haste, in my desperation, I want them to go back to the old Stefanski offense. I know that ain't going to happen. They're going to see
Flacco.
This thing through.
I miss Joe Flacco.
See, I don't want to say it. I don't care. I thought he was starting to turn into a rotten jack-o'-lantern. I think we got the very best out of him while we could get it out of him, and it just went. It went to hell at just the right time for everybody involved. Right. I got nothing against Joe. I got nothing against the guy.
I hear you. I miss that style of play, though. That was the funnest 5 weeks around this football team I have had in a very long time. I'd say going back to the 2007 Derek Anderson bunch, okay? The offense was fun to watch. Amari Cooper wasn't grumpy and, you know, firing back at the media for asking him dumb questions. He had a smile on his face talking about energy multipliers and having faith. Amari doesn't sound like a guy that has a lot of faith right now. And that's glaring to me.
So let me hold on.
The other thing, too, is you didn't need the backup quarterback to do the pregame pep talks.
Boy, that's a hell of a point you just made there. Can I stop you and go with that for a second? He did call him an energy multiplier. Do you think he's... I can only do this. Do you think he's tired of answering questions about Deshaun Watson and that's why we heard it?
Yeah, I do. I really do. And you know what? I think Deshaun screwed up. Everybody's trying to cover for him, including the offensive coordinator and the head coach. And, yeah, I don't believe that that was a decoy. I think Deshaun legit messed that play up. And he's messed up a couple of other plays, too. Yes, the line protection has not been great, all right? And I made the joke on Monday about, you know, guys looking to the left and to the right, seeing guys and choosing not to block anybody.
It's a charge of the light brigade. Go ahead.
Yeah, like, hey, the guy you're looking for is over there. Have at it. You know, you've got linemen that are playing hurt, that are banged up, right? I don't know that Juwan Jones is in the greatest of shape right now with the knee injury. I questioned Kevin Stefanski this week if they brought Jack Conklin and Jed Wills back too early, because there's a big part of me that says they should have just put those guys on IR and said, see you in week five, take your time, instead of, you know, going through the process. And I'm not accusing anyone of anything. I'm just, you know, I had the easiest job in the world, second guessing. But I think that those are legitimate questions to ask considering the current state of that offensive line. When you have to have your all-pro left guard play left tackle because you're out of bodies and you got to send limping Juwan Jones back out there after he just took out Wyatt Teller on the field goal unit. Like, I just, you know, it is what it is, Ken, but I don't think that Deshaun's decision-making has been as crisp in the first three games. It can be better. It's not all Deshaun's fault, but it's not all the offensive line's fault either. It's not all the wide receiver's fault. I get worried when I'm hearing people talking about going into week four, they need to be on the same page. Well, what was the offseason? I thought that's what you guys worked on in the offseason with this new offense.
They did go on vacation together.
Well, yeah, right? I mean, they did all this work, so why aren't you guys on the same page? You know, to Ken Dorsey, you were brought in to elevate Deshaun and elevate this offense, not have it look like the 1999, 2016, and 2017 Browns. I've seen expansion teams run better offenses than what I've seen from this team in the first three games. And that's frustrating, you know, because they have the talent, they have the ability. But you're not averaging 17 points a game. You're ranked 30th in passing yardage. You're in the lower third in overall offense. Like, that's unacceptable to me. You made all these changes this offseason, and it's like I'm out there watching Deshaun Kizer.
There's a nice how do you do. Go ahead there, Tone.
All right, Daryl, for Deshaun Watson, and obviously it's clear where you stand on his culpability on that 4th-and-1, and Ken Dorsey talked yesterday. Overall, like, where are you on the glimmer of hope scale when it comes to Watson? Do you think, all right, we've knocked the rust out over three games. The coaching staff probably has a better indication of what he can do and what maybe more importantly he can't do. Is there the thought that, all right, now maybe we can get things righted?
My Marty Schottenheimer, there's a Gleam Men scale right now on a 1 to 10 is probably at a 4. Tony, I'm just as nervous as Ken. I really am.
Well, what have you seen so far? Three games, what have you seen so far from Deshaun?
Well, on a positive side, the escapability is returning, right? But he then said this week, I'm not a running back. They brought me here to throw the football, not run the football. And I think he's trying to escape that stigma that's what he is, that he's the Lamar Jackson type. But by the way, Lamar's got two MVPs. There's nothing wrong with being in the same category as Lamar Jackson and doing what Lamar does. And I also think part of that's like self-preservation because of the broken shoulder and some of the other, you know, bumps and bruises he's had throughout his career. But outside of that, look, they put these choice routes in. I don't know. I'm not in the room. I don't know what the playbook looks like. I don't know if the receivers are running the right routes and if they're where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there and things like that. So that's why, to Amari's point, to the point some other guys have made this week, it's easy to just to put all the blame on Deshaun here. We really don't know what has actually happened on any given play. We can all hit pause on the all 22 there and start circling bodies of guys that are wide open, but we don't know what the reads and the progressions are there. So but I'm digging deep there, you know what I'm saying, to come up with a defense. At some point, the rust has to be knocked off. At some point, this has to be an explosive offense. And you're playing a quarterback last year that you won a shootout against. You escaped Indianapolis 39-38. Minshew completes just 15 passes in that game, but he throws for 300 yards. Your guy hasn't thrown for 200 this year. He hasn't thrown for 300 ever in a Browns uniform. So I get a little concerned going into this game. If Minshew turns this into a shootout, can the Browns hang? Can they keep up, right? Myles Garrett's banged up. So I'm not anticipating he's going to have the type of takeover game he had against the Colts, right? They don't win that game without Myles Garrett and what he was able to do in that game. So, it's a must win. I'm nervous, but I wish I could sit here and tell you guys 10 out of 10, I'm confident in Deshaun. 10 out of 10, I'm confident in the offense. 10 out of 10, I'm confident that the defense is going to get all done. I'm not there yet. And maybe I'll get there for the Washington game if they go out to Vegas and they do what I feel they should do, and that is beat not a very good Raiders team. But hey, I didn't think very much of the New York Football Giants last week, and we know how that one turned out.
Darryl, we thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours. God bless.
I'm rooting for you and the kids this weekend, Ken. I sincerely am. I hope this turns out well for the youngsters because you put your. This is why you are a man of the people. You put yourself on the line for the children.
Yeah. Well,
you immediately regret that decision, don't you?
No, I got it. I did. I could have turned him down. I did what I did with my own volition. There
have
we
a
go.
Great weekend, guys.
Darryl, thank you very much. The Dangerous Darryl Rutter.